with apologies to the Bard and you Capitol Hill wonks, a congressional subcommittee by any other name would still be a congressional subcommittee. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn sparked a bit of a controversy recently when he decided to change the name of the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee he now chairs. But as NPR's Juana Summers reports, this is a practice as old as Congress itself.
On January 23rd, just a couple of weeks into the new Congress, David Stacy and his co-workers at the Human Rights Campaign found out about something they weren't expecting, something that most of us wouldn't even raise an eyebrow at.
The Senate's changing its subcommittee name and dropping civil rights and human rights from the Constitution subcommittee name.
Now, it's just the Constitution subcommittee. It's the kind of change that seems so small, so subtle. But groups like HRC and others that care deeply about these types of issues say it speaks volumes. Here's how David Stacy sees it.
Civil and human rights are constitutional rights, but they're also rights that extend beyond the Constitution, and we have statutes and other protections in law and in regulation that help promote human rights and civil rights, and those issues are important.
To someone like Stacy, this name change is an obvious attempt by Republicans to change the political agenda of the subcommittee, but it's far from unprecedented. That's what happens when the House or Senate changes hands. Lawmakers on both sides have been changing committee names for years, and it hasn't always been rooted in politics. I asked Sarah Bender at the Brookings Institution to explain.
I don't have a great count of how often this has been done, but we can reach back all the way to the origins of the House and Senate to find episodes of new majorities changing committee names and subcommittee names, sometimes politically charged and sometimes just kind of keeping up with the times, I think.
Bender told me that some of the earliest committee names were simply a reflection of the economy at the time, like the Merchant Marine Committee or the Railroad Committee.
But, you know, life changes. The world goes on. The economy emerges. So it would be weird today if House members still were serving on the Roads and Canals Committee, right, rather than its current formulation, the Transportation Committee.
If you're keeping track at home, the Committee on Roads and Canals started back in 1831. Its name changed for the first time in 1869 to the Committee on Railways and Canals. More recently, the Education Committee has seen its share of changes.
The Economic and Educational Opportunities Committee.
The House Education and Workforce Committee.
Education and Labor Committee.
The Education Workforce Committee.
That was Republican Bill Goodling, Republican Buck McKeon, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, and Republican John Klein. Since 1994, when Newt Gingrich and Republicans took over the House, one committee has had its name changed four different times. Committee heads have dropped the word labor, added the word workforce, and vice versa, to channel party priorities. Jeannie Zano of Iona College explains.
You know, it had been the Education and Labor Committee, and it was renamed. And then when Democrats took it back, they renamed it again. So it's, you know, feels a little bit like a tit for tat going back and forth between the committees.
This is not, Zano stresses, just a Republican tactic.
This is done on both sides, as you mentioned, and Republicans are certainly doing it, and Democrats have done it in the past and would love to be in a position to do it again.
But how much does any of the name game matter? When you step outside the Capitol, is anyone actually paying attention?
Absolutely not.
Sarah Bender of Brookings again.
Most people probably don't even know there are congressional committees. I think mostly they would want them to work harder and work better and spend less time worrying about what they're called.
And that could possibly even let them save some time on door plaques and letterhead, too. Juana Summers, NPR News, Washington.